This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaged 6.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 21st of October, 2025, and you are on the clock with Junkanoo Green. That's right, I'm changing my name to the thing we say we love the most. Why not? I am Junkanoo Green, and soon you're going to see the Anglo-Saxons back on Bay Street. I kid. The Anglo-Saxons never left Bay Street. We all know that. But good morning, good morning. It is a fun time. A little housekeeping before we get going. I've got a guest for the first segment. We've got exciting news and lots of opportunities. And then we get into some headlines after that. Little housekeeping, let's start here. Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition 2025, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago to play the game. Call the show, let us know you want to play the game. I'll transfer you to the producer. You give the producer your answers and your contact information, and the organizers will let you know if your student has won. Now, of course, we're in school time, right? So I don't expect the student necessarily to call the show, but we expect the student to do the research, and parents or guardians could call on their behalf registering the answer. Of course, we need the name of the student, the school they go to, and the grade they are attending at this time. Again, that's the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition. We're looking for two pieces of information. The government recording record, for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. The Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition 2025 is being organized by Uncle Dennis Bethel. I hope you're having a good morning, sir. Also, I am holding a T-shirt and magazine drive, both sets of items will be used in recycling projects, You can reach out to me on Facebook. If you have my contact already, you could reach out to me on WhatsApp. That's a T-shirt, used and old T-shirts, and magazines, in any state or condition. If you are prone to donating your books and magazines to entities like the Ranfurly Home for Children, just let me know, and then I can go to them and say, hey, when you're finished with these magazines, some, or better yet, can I show you what you could be doing with the magazines as well? Anyway, it's my pleasure to be here this morning, and joining me in studio, I have a representative from the Ranfurly Home for Children joining us again in studio. It's my pleasure to have her here. Please introduce yourself to the audience, madam.
Good morning. My name is Berniska Bullard, and I am the brand ambassador for the Ranfurly Home.
Absolutely. So what are we here to talk about today? I don't want people to think I have an inside, you know, on the why, but what are we here to talk about today?
We're here to talk about our raffle, our annual raffle, which is very, very important because it helps keep our doors open.
Good stuff. And not just the doors open, right? It keeps the doors open and the center, the home, the community filled with the residents, the young people, when I use the word resident, I didn't know if I liked it, but I like it, you know, because that's where you reside, place of being. They keep this place filled with love and joy and light and activity.
Yes. So right now, currently, mm-hmm. we have 27 children in our care.
Okay.
We have 10 girls and 17 boys, ranging from the ages of 11 to 17. So they all attend different schools in Nassau, and we ensure that they're supported academically, emotionally, and spiritually.
This is awesome because that it's a holistic life, mm-hmm. right? And we're not just, well, you need care, so this way you live. No. You deserve a full life. And okay, the annual grand raffle taking place?
It is this Saturday, October 25th, and the drawing is at 6 p.m.
Okay, now where do we gather for the drawing?
The drawing is going to be held on the property at Ranfurly at 101 Mackey Street.
All right. We have a caller on the line. I'm sure they're calling right away to figure out where they could get their ticket book. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you. How you do?
Wait, question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have an annual toy drive for the kids in need this Christmas, even for the kids in the Ranfurly home? Because I don't think that you did one in a while.
Oh.
Could you have one? Because guess what? Everyone in need of toys and stuff, everyone decides it should be happy on Christmas. So
yeah.
Could you, 96.9, have a toy drive for the kids in need for the Christmas biz?
But listen, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to,
before
I
guess
leave.
What?
Yeah.
I asked for the Rolex watch for the last 3 years. You ain't give me that.
Yeah, you're right.
So you can at least do that for the kid.
Yeah, you're right. Guys, I don't know if I ever could see that Rolex watch.
No.
But we could break that down into about 100 gifts.
Oh, yeah.
For some children. I like it. Before I leave, sit down with my station manager.
All right, then. I appreciate it.
No, man. I think it's a wonderful idea, right? And this is why the Ranfurly home is special to me. My mother was a social worker. She worked intimately with the Ranfurly home and other care facilities over her years in that particular sector of service. And gift drives, support, raffles, community activities, right? Like that was just a part of my life. But I have this thing. We like to say that certain people need to know that they can't be tingsy. Well, this life is a tingsy life.
Mm-hmm.
And having things is a part of your natural personal development. It is unreasonable and unfair to sit and look at children and say, well, you know, the people give you money, but you need to take care of those basics first. No, we can support both their needs and to ensure that they have some things that they feel normal, that they are able to enjoy in similar ways as other kids, right? We also recognize that there are kids in homes with their parents whose parents are not able to afford gifts. So
yes.
A gift drive would not only be for the homes, but for families in need as well.
Yes.
Yeah, as adults, we don't let people tell us we can't be tingsy.
No.
Oh, no. We refuse to let people preach that over our life. So let's open up that space for little children. And I, Tingsy, and I've been looking at this raffle prize list for a hot minute. I have my ticket. I may have to get another one. Let's go through the raffle prizes. Let's get people excited because you still have a ticket.
Well, we have until we're going to be purchasing, honestly, up until the day.
All right.
And we're going to have persons on board folding tickets on Saturday. So if there's anyone that's listening to my voice right now and you would like to volunteer your time with us and help us, we would gladly accept that help.
All right. So Ranfurly Home for Children is looking for volunteers for Saturday, October the 25th?
Yes. And even leading up to.
Okay. So give us a number to call.
The number is 393-3115. Again, 393-3115.
All right. No, I love it. This is a drive for volunteers and a drive for raffle tickets. Okay, so Saturday, October the 25th, 2025, drawing at 6 p.m. on the Ranfurly Home grounds, 101 Mackey Street, 6 p.m. Tickets are $2 each. or you get a ticket book for $40. So that means there are 20 tickets in each book, right?
That's correct.
My math is mathing. Good, because we get into the important part now. First prize?
$5,000 in traveling.
Travel gift certificate?
Yes, now, for $5,000.
Now, I like it to say travel gift certificate and not like airfare or accommodation. So that could encompass everything.
Whatever you wanted to.
Man, look here. Look how I go into Eleuthera on a food tour. And I can spend, look, I can spend my $5,000 in Eleuthera on a food tour. I love it. Okay, $5,000 travel gift certificate.
The second one is a seven-day vacation at Breezes Hotel, Cable Beach.
Hold on, listen. Breezes Hotel is all-inclusive, right?
You know what that means.
That means staycation. That means I don't have to see nobody. I know I can pretend, even if I know you, I could be honest. Even if I know you, I could pretend like I don't know you on my staycation, you know.
You could do that.
Yeah, I could. Just don't be surprised when I behave like I just meet you for the first time.
I want drink vacation. And be merry.
This is awesome. 7-day vacation at Breezes Hotel, Cable Beach.
And the third, I think you would like this, is a trip for two to Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera.
On the Bahamas Fast Ferries. So that's like a day trip? Ooh, I don't know. It don't matter. I go into Governor's Harbor.
Well, you ain't restricted.
I could say, look here, drop me off and come pick me back up in 2 days. I don't see a pineapple I like. And I mean real pineapple. Pineapples grow year-round. Y'all don't play with me. Okay, fourth prize. Fourth on the list.
Fourth is a trip for two to Harbor Island, Eleuthera, on the Bahamas Fast Ferries. So we have Governor's Harbor and we have Harbor Island.
Pink Sand Central. You know, Governor's Harbor has a beach. I used to call it, I think they call it 7 Mile Beach. Anyway.
It's beautiful.
When the tide is low, you could walk out almost a quarter of a mile and the water's still only reaching your thigh.
Talk about the pink sand.
Yes.
I'm in love. Yes. I can't wait to go back again.
Okay, now, prize number five. 55-inch flat screen TV. You know, the only thing better than like going to Governor's Harbor or Eleuthera is to put your 55-inch TV up in your room, turn on the AC, lock all the doors, and go put it on the Bahamas Travel Channel.
What an experience.
Yes, Bahamas Tourism Channel. And from the comfort of your own home. Okay, number six on the list. We're halfway through.
I personally like this one. It's $1,000 gift certificate.
Yeah, not only do I love it, Mr. Roberts, when I win my $1,000 gift certificate for Super Value, we need to have like a show where I have to race through the aisles, right? And collect them out
in
a certain amount of time. Like, yes, $1,000 gift certificate for Super Value. Next.
So the other prize is $500 gift certificate for BPL.
And valuable.
Yes.
For the summer that never stopped.
The other one is a 500 gift certificate for Bahamas Wholesale Agencies Limited.
Hold on, you mean BWA?
Yes.
Hold on, BWA, the place for snacks?
Yes.
I'm overwhelmed. I love it. Okay, next on the list, $300 gift certificate for Island House.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, what an experience
yes.
you could have out there at Island House.
Yes.
I would take it. I take my $300. I do a whole day at Island House.
You can go for dinner.
No, I do in the
Mahogany or Shima.
I do in the whole day.
The full day experience.
Yes,
lounging at the pool.
Brunch.
Wow.
The pool. If they still have the theater operating.
They do.
I can watch a movie and then. Okay, next.
We have $300 gift certificate for Solomon's/Cosrite.
That's where the toys are, eh?
Yeah.
Solomon's where the
Solomon's
Cost Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's where the club.
Yes, but yeah. You can get bulk.
That's where
I could
get a bag of popcorn so big I could sit in it while I watching the movie on my 55-inch flat screen TV.
I love it.
Okay, and next
we have two $200 gift certificate for Kelly's Home Center and AID.
Now, listen, kids, Kelly's is where the toys are. Don't let your parents tell you about home center and furniture and accessories for the garden and all, you know, and cookware and high-end accessories. Don't mind all of that, kids. Kelly's is where the toys are. And then the $200 gift certificate to AID. Anybody who have a, even if you have a bicycle, there's $200. Even if you have a skateboard, This $200 gift certificate to AID is valuable. Okay, so this is a great list of prizes, which means you must have a great list of sponsors and supporters. You want to take a moment? You keeping their secret a secret? Let's say thank you to all of the sponsors and partners that have supported the Ranfurly Home annual grand raffle this year, taking place Saturday, October 25th, 2025. Tickets are $2 each. Books are $40. And you still have time to purchase your ticket book. You can pick them up at the Ranfurly Home for Children, which is 101 Mackey Street, or you can call them at 393-3115. That's 393-3115 to arrange purchase and pickup or delivery.
Yes. So Ranfurly truly thrives on community partnership. So the schools, churches, and organizations, persons who volunteer their time, who sponsor meals or support with activities. It truly takes a village to raise our kids and keep the doors open. So I just want to say thank you all so much for your continued support and your care and love for the kids.
Mm-hmm. And never, ever discount or underestimate how just, what you call it, like an intention, just reaching out, just showing concern and care for these kids impacts their lives and the community and the broader community. We support each other by supporting each other. All right, so what's next in Ranfurly news? I've seen some things, like I know y'all are still celebrating 70 years in operation. It's exciting. Anniversary celebrated earlier this year, April 25th, 2025?
Yes. So we did celebrate the 70th anniversary, which is so amazing, so incredible that we've had a presence in the Bahamas and been helping so many kids for that many decades. Mm-hmm. And so we just wish to continue our efforts. In the last year or so, we've been able to finish off our transitional home as well. And so now we have a facility at the back of the main property where our young persons that are leaving the main facility can live. It's called the step home, and it's to assist them with the transitioning into adulthood.
Listen, I'm so glad that the institute or the entity is home for the young people that live there primarily.
But
listen.
We've also been opening it up to other kids as well. And so the Elizabeth Estates home, which is government operated, you know, doesn't have the facilities in order to help their kids that are transitioning. So we've also been accepting kids as well that are not just ours or raised under our main facility.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I was going to say, what a wonderful model for broader society, because all young people go through this transition period. It's just that not all young people have the support necessary for it, right? We talk about a gap year, right? Students take a gap year. That's a transition period. Family Island students need a transitional space to adjust to New Providence, to, you know, find a job, find a neighborhood to settle into. And then we just have young people who may need a space to transition out of maybe an already crowded home or an untenable situation.
Yeah.
I hope that other people, other institutions and organizations look at the Ranfurly Home and say, can we replicate? First of all, how do we support the existing initiatives? And how do we replicate these sustainably throughout the country?
Yes.
This is awesome. And I think, and I'm an older person, I can need... Listen, older people, we need to think about this as well. You know, this is Older Persons Month. Let's let the young people inspire us. A lot of older people need a space to transition from autonomous living to a less autonomous environment. Maybe they're living with family. Maybe they need to go into a residential care facility, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even us older people, and they said older than me, need to be considering what we need for transitioning these age gaps, right? These what is it? I don't want to call it a rite of passage, but we need help too.
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, so once again, we're talking about the Rantfully annual grand raffle taking place Saturday, October 25th, 2025. Tickets are $2 each, or you could purchase an entire book for $40. It could be an early Christmas gift for somebody. Give them a ticket. The number to call, 393-3115. That's 393-3115. Can you tell the people, what's the Rantfully social media presence like? Where can I find you guys online?
So we do have a Facebook page. If you put in Rantfully Homes for Children, you can find us. Please follow us on there. And then we also have a YouTube where we put like little clips of the kids or maybe them playing the piano or just different interactions. But our main social media presence is on Facebook.
Man, that's awesome. Look how I need to get the... So, you know, we have some graphic artists and comic book artists here in the country, right? And there's been a I don't want to say a resurgence, but there's been an explosion of people making kids-themed books about life in the Bahamas. And here this Rantfully Home have a YouTube channel. Man, I need some of these artists and authors link with the Rantfully Home and see if you can begin a project to build and create content with the Rantfully Home.
We've actually had a few artists that have done that. We've had a few that have assisted with like murals around the home. We've had some come and take professional photos of the landscape and the property.
Okay.
I especially need that as in my role when it comes to our monthly newsletters that we publish as well. And so we do have some collaboration going on.
Because I don't know if y'all know it, but Johnny Cake Birthday is coming up on Friday. And I know Johnny Cake is a big supporter of the Rantfully Home and its initiatives. I think he had a snack drive.
Yes.
I mean, I understand why he didn't call me because I love snacks more than the kids, right? But
yeah.
So, like Johnny Cake, we need to make some music with these young people, man.
I agree.
Oh, what a wonderful time. So, to find a YouTube channel, I go to YouTube and I search Rantfully Home for Children.
Yes.
Okay,
you can
cool.
Search Rantfully Home for Children.
Oh, man, this is awesome. This is awesome. If it wasn't school time, I'd tell you next time you need to bring some of these children with you. On air.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't mind helping y'all play hooky just a little bit for a good cause. All right. So once again, support the Rantfully annual grand raffle taking place Saturday, October. Tickets are $2 each. Get a whole book for $40 that gives you 20 tickets. First prize, $5,000 travel gift certificate. Second prize, 7-day vacation at Breezes Hotel Cable Beach. Now, Ms. Bullard.
Yes.
Will anybody get upset if I tell the people in my family that the $5,000 has to be spent on one person? Y'all, don't be selfish. If you get a $5,000 travel gift certificate, obviously that means share.
Yes.
Share a little bit. All right. 7-day vacation at Breezes Hotel, Cable Beach, trip for two to Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera, Bahamas Fast Ferries, trip for two to Harbor Island, Eleuthera on Bahamas Fast Ferries, 55-inch flat screen TV, $1,000 gift certificate for Super Value, $500 gift certificate for BPL, $500 gift certificate for BWA Limited, $300 gift certificate for Island House, another $300 gift certificate for Solomon's or Cosrite, and the last two prizes, they're not the least, $200 gift certificate for Kelly's Home Center and a $200 certificate to AID. What a wonderful, wonderful list of prizes. And again, we say thank you to the partners and sponsors of the raffle and the supporters of the Rantfully Home. Now, details for volunteers. Same details, call 393-3115 to indicate you'd like to volunteer.
Yes, or you can call 556-7396.
556-7396 for people interested in volunteering?
Yes, for
all
the
right.
Raffle.
And then to purchase tickets?
Call that number or you can call 393-3115 or simply just stop by the home. The kids have also been assisting with selling raffles because it's some of their midterm breaks. now.
Okay,
and so some of them are at the table or standing at the front of the property during the daytime, and they are assisting the adults with selling raffle tickets. So if you pass on Mackey Street, you should see them right now, actually.
All right. Now here's the thing, Bahamian, but driving culture, right? When you see people on the side of the road selling things, right, especially if it's charitable, and you don't have it within you, like you don't have it within your wallet, literally, to donate, or you don't have it within you to stop, you don't have the time, honk your horn. Mm-hmm. Give them a wave.
Yes.
Say, well done, young people.
Yes.
Say, good on you. Something positive, right? Because even the young people know that not everybody could stop at this moment or afford to stop and support. Mm-hmm. But you show them some positive energy. It goes a long, long way. Now, Ms. Bullard, any more news for Rentfully Home?
That's it for right now.
Are you sure? Because anyway, we're going to a break. When we get back from more news, we're going to share it with you before Ms. Bullard leaves. I'm sure she's got a busy day. But what's more important than supporting the Rentfully Home for Children right now? Not much. I mean, except the rest of your lives. I get that part. You're on the clock with Junkanoo Green. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool enough.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call, go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. Takes an unexpected turn. You seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is On the Clock. I still got Rentfully Home for Children in studio with me. Sometimes even more interesting. And I realize I still have more questions for Ms. Bullard, brand ambassador at the Rentfully Home for Children. Two sets of questions we're going to touch before you go. The second one is an update on students. I would say
on our former residents.
And then, but before we get there, some people ask, well, how much money y'all need to run a home for children?
Yes, so it's no small feat. It takes approximately $800,000 a year to keep our doors open. That's a lot of money.
Yes. That is a lot of money, $800,000 a year for approximately, for 27
kids.
And then we also have caretakers and guardians that are on property as well.
Yes. And also our biggest expenses right now is electricity. Our next big expense is food, and the other one is counseling for the kids.
I mean, the three basics: electricity,
food, and counseling.
Yep. Counseling. Wow. And then with all of the other costs, activities, needs, we run in approximately $800,000.
Yes.
A year.
We are very proud of our kids. We equip them for life. And so that means that we want them to excel in school. They're involved in sports, art, and music. They have different programs that are going on and life skill sessions. And so it's really a lot of work. Our kids do go to private schools, but that's because they are sponsored by the community. So an organization or a company would say, I am able to afford for one kid or two kids to go to private school, and they would get the financial breakdown of what that costs and be able to pay their education. Oh. Otherwise, it would not be done. We could not afford it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Eternal thank yous. Oh, thank you to these members of our broader community that have stepped up, and the corporate community that have stepped
yes.
up to support these young people. Sometimes you don't see it. There's lots of work happening behind the scenes. There's lots of work
yes.
happening behind the curtains, in the midst of the trees. And we say thank you to those silent warriors, those people who contribute and support and do not require, exposure.
Yes,
thank
or
you.
Any
but listen,
external
if at any
validation.
Time, if at any time you want to come on this show and celebrate and expose the people who are soul free, we make a space to celebrate these people the same way we make a space to celebrate these young people. So let's go. We have a college update. We have a post-secondary school update.
Well, yes, we actually have a few of our former residents that have left or are actually excelling. We had two of our boys that went off to college in the United States, and they're now in their second year and they're doing very good. Even some of our kids that are in the transitional home who've not went off just as yet, mm-hmm. but they have intentions to, they will be going. They've been doing well at UB. They've been getting their driving lessons.
Yeah.
Driving lessons. They're really equipped and working jobs and just making us so proud.
Absolutely.
All the lessons that we've instilled in them.
Awesome. This is awesome. And I just keep thinking about how this space can be for communities, for organizations, right? Because you have a ethical, a moral, and a legal duty to identify and attend to the needs of these young people. And it creates a model, an example that other people could look at to say, hey, you know what, we do need to sacrifice a little bit to provide more for our kids. Or maybe, hey, we can put some money aside and sacrifice to do more to support kids in our family that are not our offspring, you know?
Yes.
What a wonderful opportunity helping people provides for us, right? Okay, Ms. Bullitt, again, Saturday, October 25th, the drawing is at?
6 p.m. And
now,
we will be folding tickets even on the day. So if you're a little bit behind, that's okay. If you are able to stop by on Saturday and even purchase tickets then.
Absolutely. Listen, I come in at 6 p.m. What I need to bring with me? I need to bring some snack money. I need to bring some drink money. Will there be refreshments available for perks surrounding the raffle?
So the kids are very, very savvy, and so they do intend on making their little lemonade stands and some cookies, but really the support is what we're looking for. So if you're able to come, and, for me, what is heartwarming, I have been at the road with the kids for a few days, sitting at the table. And the young persons and the persons in the community that are coming off of the bus. The bus tends to stop there, and they come and they give their $2, or the ones walking on the side of the street, or a mom stopping by saying, I don't have much, but please take this $2 or this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that speaks volumes, and it goes so far. So I know oftentimes we're in the media asking for assistance, and that is because we are a private run home, so we depend heavily on donations. But any little bit of support, if you don't have finances, but maybe you have your time to volunteer with us, maybe you have some skill set, we will use it.
Absolutely. Ms. Bullard, I got a text here for you. It says, listen, I am super proud of Ms. Bullard and the work she's doing at the Ranfurly Home, coming from Roscoe at Nassau Agencies. And we are all proud of Ms. Bullard. We're proud of all of the staff. I got one cousin there. From she get married and change her name to Mitchell, she's my cousin now, Catherine Chisel Mitchell.
Yes.
Say good morning, cousin, and Alexandra Maylis Lynch.
Well, Catherine, when I was I'm a former resident. Some of the listeners may know, Roscoe may know, but I am a former resident. So I grew up at Ranfurly from the age of 12. And so Alexandra Maylis Lynch was our president, and Catherine was my mentor, my mom, my sister, and she still is to this very day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goes a long way.
Absolutely. Us QC Comets, be proud to share Catherine. I think Alexander used a QC Comet too.
Yes.
Be proud to share them with the world, man. And be proud to be a part of your family too, Bullard. Cousin, I'm so happy. All right, so once again, Saturday, October 25th, 2025, Ranfurly Annual Grand Raffle. Tickets are $2 each, $40 for a book. First prize is $5,000 travel gift certificate. 55-inch flat screen TV I'm putting up in my bathroom. Y'all don't play with me. See, just in case I don't win the $5,000 travel gift certificate or the 7-day vacation at Bree, or the trip for two to Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera, or the trip for two to Harbor Island, Eleuthera, because all I need to do is win that 55-inch flat screen TV and one of these gift certificates, anyone, and I going on staycation in my bathroom, in my house. It's going to be a good time, right? AID for the accessories to turn my bathroom into a spa, along with Kelly's Home Center, right? Solomon's and Cost Right for my my staycation snacks and beverages. Island House for maybe my adult beverages for my my spa.
Yes.
BWA for all my needs. It's not just snacks, my needs. It's gonna be a good time. Ms. Bullard, thank you once again. To the listening audience, you got options. You could go directly to Ranfurly Homes for Children, 101 Mackey Street, or you could call them at 393-3115, or you can call them at 556-7396. That's 556-7396.
I just want to thank our listeners for your continued support. It's truly amazing, and you guys are helping change lives. You changed mine. As a former resident, you're changing the lives of the kids there now. And I want to thank you, Aaron, for always being a listening ear and always accepting us on air, no matter when we call. So thank you.
Because guess what? By supporting Ranfurly Home, I benefit. It changes me. You know, it makes me a better person, and it gives me more opportunities to see value in the world.
That's
so
beautiful.
Thank you for reaching out to me.
Ms.
Bullard, Ranfurly Home for Children. Listen, we haven't one done this black box open mic coming. Entertain y'all too at the same time.
Sounds good.
Yes, in the festival bar. You guys have a great day and stay tuned. We got a little bit more news before we head on to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We'll be right back.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
L- love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back to On the Clock with Junkanoo Green. We're going to talk through some headlines for the rest of the show. Again, thank you for sitting with me. It's always a wonderful time to talk about initiatives like the Ranfurly Home for Homes for Children and the upcoming raffle. I mean, hey, an opportunity for a nice big prize if you support Ranfurly annual grand raffle. So there are lots of headlines this morning. One that caught me: no homes shortage with 25,000 vacant dwellings. No homes shortage with 25,000 vacant dwellings. A prominent banker yesterday asserted the 25,000 plus vacant residential dwellings identified in the latest housing census backs his position that the Bahamas, quote, doesn't have a housing shortage, close quotes. Gawin Bo, Fidelity Bank Bahamas chief executive, told Tribune Business that returning to these properties to, quote, productive, close quotes, use and occupation will deliver far greater benefits for Bahamian economy and society as opposed to the government persisting with the construction of more affordable homes. Keith Bell, Minister of Housing and Urban Renewal, and producer, let's prep the phone line, and Urban Renewal, told last year's Exuma Business Outlook conference that the Bahamas is suffering from a, quote, 12,000 plus, close quote, shortage of residents, argued that the latest data presented by the Bahamas National Statistical Institute raised questions as to whether this was based on, quote, economic analysis, close quotes, or, quote, emotion, close quotes. We're going to get into that in a second. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you, Ms. Green, Sialan Johnson, someone who's been talking about the housing crisis for the last 8 years.
Yes, sir.
Now, this just to me, it's important that language is very, very important when you talk about housing.
Mm-hmm.
In my 8 years of talking, before it even happened, I mentioned very specifically that we were about to face a housing affordability crisis, a housing affordability crisis, which is significantly different than available housing.
Right. Affordability versus availability.
Yes, and that's the thing. So I saw this coming long from around the corner. And so Mr. Bo is absolutely correct. In respect to that, we have two set of monies in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
probably to the tune of about $8
billion. $8 billion?
Yes. One is called lazy money, and one is called dead money.
Okay.
Lazy money is the $3 or $3.5 billion that sits in liquidity in the central bank that isn't flowing through the economy due to whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dead money is those houses and other assets that's sitting in the bushes, dilapidated properties that you could probably move in. Because
mm-hmm.
they didn't even say those 25,000 homes was available, which now housing units, it's different from home ownership, right? So one can satisfy the other. You got units. And so for those who live in apartments and whatever else and who can never afford it, housing is important to them. Home ownership is different. Or if you're going to rent a home, then it moves into the housing category. So again, the conversation of business and intellectual exercise or financial exercise, it is all of the above.
All right. See, Alan, I got another call and some text.
Just give me 30 seconds.
I know. Okay. Hold on. I'm not going to cut you. I just wanted to make the point, though. Thank you for the language and making these distinctions, right? Affordability crisis versus availability crisis, right? The lazy money versus the lazy money versus the dead money. And so go on now.
So what happens is, to make a determination, all we have to do is take a person's weekly salary. It's not a long calculation. Times it by 52, divide by 3, right?
Uh-huh.
And then divide, and then times by 1,000. And that's approximately what they can afford. But all an easier number. This is so easy. This one is easier. Look at the price of the house, $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this does not include life insurance or regular insurance.
Okay.
A $300,000 house, on average, with the rates in the Bahamas and a 15-year mortgage, will cost 1% of that house, meaning that is $3,000 a month for that mortgage. That means that you would have to then now make $9,000 a month to qualify for that house.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is look at the price of houses in the Bahamas, even take the $200,000 government home, and then ask yourself,
making $2,000.
The $200,000 government home. That's $2,000 a month, but $6,000 a month income required. Then we have to begin to ask ourselves, how many people is making even the $6,000 a month?
$72,000.
Who's making the $72,000 a year to even qualify for a government home? And I haven't added electricity.
I got you, Alan.
All of these things. So we do have an affordability crisis, but worse than that in the ending, here's what we have. We have an economic imbalance in this country who reports that the average $72,000 is made. And this is how that comes to. We say the GDP is $30,000, $35,000 per person. Then remove those children who's working, the workforce of $225,000, divided by the GDP, and you get $70,000 per person. Okay, that means everybody can even afford a government home. That's not a reality. That means there's an economic disparity in this country.
I got you. Thank you, C. Allen. I appreciate what you're saying, and I want the audience to appreciate that it required a long sentence to get it all in. Good morning, caller, and thank you for your patience. Good, thank you.
Yeah, two things I'd like to comment on. One, the housing crisis rate. What is the government doing with all the houses that right now unoccupied? Because I saw some government houses, right, that was never used before. Or occupied before, and they actually have trees growing through the roof. So there are actually a lot of houses that are unoccupied. Two, C. Allen is incorrect on one situation, is right. What happened is the bank is now asking for a dual income, which means that to solve that problem, you marry someone who worked for government, right? Now you could get your house.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't get married for love, you get married just to get a house.
Don't worry.
The third thing I want to comment on, right?
Okay.
Is the Sabas situation, another guy that's running that owns the radio station, right? So how you feel about that situation? The reason why I'm saying that, right, they actually have a valid reason for running even though they have a radio station. The reason why I'm saying this is, right, we have a radio station called ZNS.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows that ZNS is controlled by whoever runs the country or is in power at that point in time.
Even without implying malfeasance, we know that the station is run by the administration at the time.
Yeah, so they have a valid reason. So isn't it the same thing?
Technically, no. I want to have that conversation. We don't have enough time to have it today.
But I want to do it on Thursday.
Or Friday.
It's the same thing because the government actually controls the narrative of what's going on with the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have a case.
Well, listen, I tell you what, this one is like deliciously complex and multi-layered, right? Because looking back at history, we learned that there's a relationship between the labor movement in the Bahamas and the political movement in the Bahamas that they can't be extracted. And then I got asked, you know, is it the same thing here, right? We see historically the relationship or the presence of media house owners, newspaper owners in politics, right? Is it something that can be extricated? Does it need to be? Or in most instances, is it that we just refuse to implement and operate mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest, especially where conflict cannot be avoided? I want to take a break to go to the text line quickly. First text, kindly ask Gowan how much are those properties he noted being sold for or renting for? Because we can say we have a million vacant houses, but if they are $1 million each, what good are they? Another text, I love Mr. Bo, but my question is how many of those vacant homes would Mr. Bo move his family into? I reject the argument that if you're in need, you should be happy to get whatever. Same issue that came up with those back-to-school bags. So out of those homes, can we get a breakdown of security, size, neighborhood, temperature, flooding concerns, et cetera, et cetera? This issue is deeper than a number on a spreadsheet. I mean, I think we all agree with you, right, that it's deeper than that. Tell Henfield, regardless of his perception of reality, it was said that $72,000 is required for a government home if five incomes is aggregated to be qualified together. We need an analysis of the condition and prices of those $25,000 homes. All right, so as we close off, it's simple as it seems, just moving people into abandoned homes. Of course, we have to question why was the home abandoned? Like the text has said, was construction or occupancy abandoned because the home actually lies in a flood zone and that wasn't properly assessed before the homes were constructed? What's the condition of the home? How long has it been abandoned, right? Does it make sense to try and rehab or renovate these homes, or are they structurally unsound and require complete demolition and rebuilding? There are tons of questions, but here we are. So we know that it's not a lack of homes, inventory. It may be a question of the condition and quality of the inventory, but why is it that we have so many abandoned homes and so many unhoused people? Same situation in the United States of America, people. They have more abandoned homes than they have unhoused and homeless people in the United States of America. So if knowing is half the battle, we're halfway there, man. Is it an affordability crisis or is it an availability? Do a severe backlog and dysfunction in the courts and the operation of jurisprudence? Is the issue the banks and predatory or untenable conditions for mortgages and home ownership? There's lots of issues to talk about. And I'm thinking on Thursday, we could get a chance at that, maybe Friday. Tomorrow, we got an exciting guest group, a group of guests coming in to talk about some amazing opportunities for young people. So you guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio FM, like not just today, but every day, all week. This is On the Clock with Junkanoo Green. And C.A. Nuri is up next with Guardian Radio AM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.